We begin this season of Lent. We always start off this first Sunday of Lent with the story of the temptation of Jesus in the desert. Now, Mark is the shortest version of that temptation, and there's a couple of reasons for that. I'm not going to get into all of the whys and wherefores, but he keeps it short because Mark is writing the gospel after Matthew and Luke have written theirs. And so Matthew and Luke give a detailed version of the temptation of Jesus in the desert and Jesus fighting those temptations. And so Mark doesn't feel the need to tell the story a third time or again. But my dear brothers and sisters, this, while Mark doesn't give it as much attention or as much explanation as Matthew and Luke do, Mark is still trying to tell us something very important. And it's the same important thing that the other Gospels are trying to get us to understand, is that Jesus is led by the Spirit to go into the desert or into the wilderness. And I don't know if you've ever done word studies of Scripture, but if you haven't, I highly recommend it, because every word in Scripture is not there by chance. There is no chance word. Every word which is inspired by the Holy Spirit is thought out and holds importance. But if you ever get an opportunity to do a deep dive into the word desert or wilderness, you will learn many, many, many things, because it is always in Scripture, in the Old Testament, it is always in the wilderness that there is the battle, in the desert, that Israel goes to do battle. And we see this in the, if you looked up the word desert, you would definitely find the 40 years that Israel is walking through the desert. And Jesus goes into that desert to teach us something important. And that is, Jesus goes into the desert to teach you and I how to battle, how to fight, because it is in the wilderness that we find temptation. And this is something that all of us can relate to, especially in the season of Lent. In this season, in these 40 days, but not just in these 40 days. These 40 days are, we spend extra time focusing on it. But this desert is something that we're walking through all of our life, because all of our life is a constant temptation. We're constantly tempted by the evil one. We're constantly and what does that mean is that there's constantly things that are distracting us from God. There is this beautiful line in the book of Deuteronomy. And if you study the word desert, you will find this beautiful verse. It's one of my favorite verses in Scripture. God is speaking to the people of Israel, and he says, Why did you wander in the desert for 40 years? And the answer is so that you would know what was in your heart. Because the desert is an opportunity. It's a place where the people of Israel have to realize what it is that is in their heart that keeps them from God. And it is in the desert that they discover that. And if you read Israel's walk through the desert, you will see that they encounter many things which keep them from God. And my dear brothers and sisters, this is similar from us, because the desert is meant to show us what is in our heart. And this is why Lent is such a golden opportunity, because it's an opportunity for us to see that there are many things in our heart that come before God. And let's all be honest. I know we would all like to give the romantic idea that says, oh no, Father. Oh, Father, nothing in my heart comes before my relationship with God. And I'm sorry, while I would like to believe that, it ain't true. Because there are many things in our heart that comes before God. There are many things that come before God. It's just the reality. Doesn't make you bad. Doesn't make you evil. Doesn't make you unwanted. But reality is a reality. It is true. There is, we could name them. There are many things: greed, materialism, desire to be right, the desire to always be heard, lust, anger, jealousy. Whew, our hearts are full of things that come before God. And that's why Lent is an opportunity to go and do battle with those things. And the church invites us always, but as I was saying, it's not just these 40 days, but through the whole year, to fight against those things which keep us from God. But to fight against those things is not easy. To fight our anger, it's not easy to fight lust, it's not easy to fight jealousy, it's not easy to fight materialism, because those things are constantly cropping their ugly heads. So how do we fight them? Well, the church gives us tools to fight them, but even with the tools, it's hard, because we don't always necessarily like the medicine that the church gives us. One of the first medicines the church gives us in the season of Lent is fasting. Now, I may be speaking just for me, but I highly doubt it. But I don't know, even if you're not doing it for a religious reason, let's just say you're fasting for the pure sense of health, but we're doing it during these 40 days, we're doing it for a religious reason, to bring us closer to God. But how many times have we said to ourselves, okay, this morning or today, I'm going to get up and I'm going to fast? Have you ever noticed what your body does to you when you say you're going to fast? Have you ever noticed that your body goes into absolute open rebellion against you? All you have to do is say to your head, I'm going to fast tomorrow, and already, even if you did it right after you had a huge meal at dinner, already, what is the first thing your stomach tells you? I'm hungry. And then you get to the next day and say, okay, I am going to fast. Have you noticed how your body just kicks you and acts like you are starving it and cutting it off from life? Why is that? Have you ever asked yourself, why does my body go into open rebellion? One very simple reason. You know why your body and my body goes into open rebellion? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we never tell our body no. That's why our bodies go into open rebellion. We very seldom, we are so used to just giving in to what the body wants. And I'm not just talking about food. I use food as the easy example, because for some of us, you may say, well, I don't have that struggle with food. Very good. If I scratch the surface, I'll find you have a struggle with something else. Maybe it's with TV. Have you ever told yourself, I'm going to watch less TV? Or I'm going to spend less time on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and ABC and NBC and TBS and TNT. I'm going to spend less time, you know, I love basketball, but this year I'm going to spend less time watching basketball. All of a sudden it becomes a major ordeal. But that is because we have allowed our bodies to dictate everything to us. And so when we tell our body no, our body fights us. But my dear brothers and sisters, that is exactly the battle that you and I have to enter. We have to fight that. And this season of Lent is exactly that opportunity. The problem is when God gives us really great desires to fast, but the problem is because we're weak, when our body just fights us a little bit, we like to just, this is why Lent has the danger of becoming like New Year's resolutions, which is New Year's resolutions are great, except until about the 8th of January, and then they're all out the window. But that's because we realize that it takes work, we don't want to do the work, or it gets difficult, and we don't want to have to suffer with the difficulty. And so instead of fighting, we just throw up our hands and say, I give up. But my dear brothers and sisters, it is exactly at that moment where we have to fight. This is why the church says in this Lent, fast. Use the opportunity. It doesn't have to be just food. Each of us have our thing. We all have our thing, and you know what your thing is. And the Lord is inviting you to give that up a little bit. Why? So that we can be more open to the voice of God. So that we can be more available to God in our life. This is why even the church gives us not to eat meat on Fridays in Lent. I know I say this every year, but for me, this is the truest statement every year and always. When is it, exactly the moment that it says no meat on Friday? The only day you ever want bacon and a hamburger and usually a cheeseburger is the Fridays in Lent. I think all of us, or a lot of us, have had that experience. Not everybody, because not everybody has a problem with food. But you have your thing. You have your thing, don't worry. You have your thing. It may not be food, it may be something else. But that is because the Lord wants us to show that He is important to us. And so fasting, praying, spending time this Lent with the Lord to go deeper in our relationship. And there is, as I have said, there is plenty of opportunities here in this Lent to take advantage of that. We've got Mass every day at 8 a.m. Maybe during the season of Lent, come to Mass. But Father, 8 a.m. Mass, I go to work at 8:30. I can't do it. I understand. Twice a week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have a 12:15 Mass. Maybe come during your lunch break. Give up your lunch break and come and spend 30 minutes with the Lord in Mass. But I can't do 12:15. Wonderful. I understand that too. So there is a 5:30 Mass every Thursday, a 5:30 p.m. Mass every Thursday. Now, while I can't reach everybody's need for Mass, because we're a big parish and all of you would have different times and days, and I would be doing Mass every hour on the hour, you may not make that opportunity. That's okay. We have other ones. There are the Friday fish fries. Wonderful time to come together, but don't come just for the fish. Come for the Stations of the Cross. Come for the Sacrament of Confession. Come Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when we have adoration. There are ample opportunities, and you don't have to do it here. I don't care where you do it. Even if you don't come here, fine. Spend time with the Lord in prayer. We have the opportunity through the Hollow app. It is a wonderful tool. Use it. It's a wonderful guide for the 40 days of Lent. They have something called Pray 40. Listen to it. Spend time with it. If you give 5 minutes to the Lord, maybe increase it by two. If you give 10 minutes, increase it by five. If you're giving 15 or 20 minutes regularly a day, increase it. But Lent is an opportunity for us to spend more time praying. It's an opportunity for us to fight materialism through almsgiving. This is always a great battle with almsgiving, because our tendency when we see the poor person, a lot of times the first question that comes into our mind is, oh, what are they going to do with the money? I tell you something about poor people. That is not your worry. It's none of your business what they're going to do with the money. God has given that person, has put that person in front of you as an opportunity for you to give alms. You give alms. It's not any of your business what they do with the money. But Father, what if they go for drugs? What if they use it for booze? It's not your business. That is between them and God. They will have to face God with what they did with what they did with the money. But is every person that the Lord puts in front of you that is in need, if we really understood what a blessing they were, and if we really understood this about the poor, what a blessing they are, we would be kissing their feet. We would be kissing their feet, because it's God's way of helping us to say that we are willing to put somebody else's need in front of our own. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, in this Lent, and as we begin this season, I invite you, take it seriously. Because it is by doing this fight that then we have the second part of this gospel. When Christ fight these temptations, then what does he do? He goes and he announces the good news. My dear brothers and sisters, we are meant to be evangelizers. We are meant to bring others to Christ. That fight that we are fighting in the desert is not just about us. It's to help teach us to fight so that we can help others to fight. And so I invite you, we're going to be doing next Saturday a workshop that the Archdiocese is going to be doing here with us, a workshop on evangelization. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's an opportunity for us to have a half-day retreat to learn how to evangelize. I know one of the biggest things I always hear among Catholics is, Father, I'm not equipped to be an evangelist. And really, in all honesty, that a lot of times we use that as an excuse. What we mean by we're not equipped is it's an easy way for us to say, I don't want to. But we use the fancy word of equipped, because we think that to be equipped means I have to, in order to speak to people about God, I have to give them the five theological proofs for the existence of God, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. And so, since we don't know the five theological proofs for the existence of God, because we study that in the seminary, but because you don't know that, well, then I can't speak to people about God. And so that's our excuse to wash our hands and say, I'm not equipped. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, evangelization has nothing to do with theology. Has nothing to do with theology. Evangelization is about bringing the person of Christ to others. The theology comes later. That is what evangelization is. That is what it is to bring a good news. The good news is an encounter with a person, the person of Christ. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the question is not, are we theologically equipped? Because we'll never be theologically equipped. 10 years in a seminary with a master's degree in theology, and I have nowhere near scraped anywhere near what theology is. So, don't give me that. But if we've had an encounter with Christ, that is what we need for evangelization. And so, this is an opportunity for us to put the excuses aside, take a half a day, and come and learn what it is to how to speak about the encounter that we have had with Christ to others. Because this season of Lent, there are people who are trapped. Think of it as this: we have been rescued from a fire, and there are still people who are trapped in the house that's burning. This is an opportunity to learn how to go back into the house and get those people who are still in the house. Take advantage of it. So we need you to RSVP for food reasons. So please RSVP on our website. You can see it. It's right there. This is printed out from our website. It's very easily found. All you have to do is go to seas-parish.org and do three scrolls down, and you will find the, I counted it to make sure that it was easy to do. It's of the little wheel. It's three pushes of the little wheel, and you'll come down. When you push the wheel in the middle of your mouse, it will come down to this, and it will hit RSVP. And if you one easy click, and you type in your name and you say attending, so three pushes of the little wheel, two clicks, and you're in. Very simple. Please take advantage of this opportunity, and take advantage of this Lent to truly grow in our relationship with Christ.